That's the sound of the deli chicken hitting the grill at the Skip food cart in the Belt Alley. There's nothing quite like this in downtown Detroit. The converted alleyway is a hub for street art, craft cocktails and dishes alike, and the occasional massive party where people stand shoulder to shoulder. And the food cart is built to serve a wide array of patrons that wander through one of the more engaging public spaces in the city.
I wouldn't say that it's really tried to fit into any sort of label.
That's the owner of the Skip food cart, Jesse Knott.
The parameters I go with are, can you reasonably manage to eat the food while you're standing in the alley, probably with a drink in your hand, with like 300 people standing around you? Can you handle that? If yes, then we're putting it on the cart.
One of the items that makes the cut at the cart is a collard greens grilled cheese,
which we get a lot of kind of weird looks about, but then people come back for tomorrow kind of thing.
The bread is crisp, the cheese is gooey, but Jesse says it's the simplicity.
It's just a straightforward grilled cheese sandwich with braised collard greens on it, and the idea behind that is, you know, you get a little nutrition, the greens are delicious, and like the collards get nice and tender so they don't like pull off the sandwich or get all messy on you. So we were originally doing it with kale, but that was a disaster, so we ended up with the collards instead, and it's super good and people like it.
There's a few items on the menu that take aim at Coney Island classics, like the ubiquitous but often underwhelming Greek salad that's a staple around Metro Detroit.
I love Greek salads, and I think most of them are just kind of weak. They're all just, you know, lettuce and canned vegetables and things like that. So we're doing, you know, fresh roasted candy stripe beets with pickled mustard seeds and arugula and this really beautiful feta chive dressing, and it's what I see as a variation of what I want a Greek salad to be.
Another Detroit diner item he's updated is the pita.
The lamb shank pita is another thing that I think is kind of the standout. It's a braised lamb with what we call rosé cheese whiz. It's a sparkling rosé and Gruyere instead of processed cheese food product. And that comes with also pickles, lettuce, and chili de arbol for a little spice cutting into all that richness.
So the food is upgraded food cart fare. It's you know, you just said rosé cheese whiz.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, that's the idea, is to still, you know, work within the parameters of what we are as a food cart and in an alley and all of those things in a pretty popular spot. But at the same time, that doesn't really predetermine that you have to make it a certain thing. It doesn't have to be frozen chicken strips and all that kind of stuff. You can make nice food at an affordable price for all kinds of people.